Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on 2 Samuel. We're up to the 13th chapter now. Another one of these episodes, another one of these things which just is heartbreaking, it's horrible, frightful, whatever term you want to use. So let's just dive into it. Take us a couple episodes to get through it, probably. First one says this. Now, it was after this. Okay, after the things we've been looking at, right? It was after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And so I'm not going to get into a lot of detail over this, but it's useful to remember what's going on here. Amnon was the oldest son of David. Okay, and we saw this originally. Where was it? In 2 Samuel, the third chapter. Sons were born to David. Remember that at Hebron, his firstborn was Ammon. Remember that? Then it went through a list of which sons were born. The second was Chileab by Abigail. The third was Absalom by the son of Micah, the daughter. Yeah. And so, the son of Micah, the daughter. And so Absalom was the third son. Amnon was the first son. And they had a sister. And the sister was the sister to Absalom. So it comes about after this, Absalom, the son of David, he had a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar. And Tamar means palm tree. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Okay, verse 2. Amnon was so frustrated because of his sister Tamar that he made himself ill, for she was a virgin. And it seemed hard to Amnon to do anything to her. So what is this all about? More than likely what this means is that Amnon knew that he could not have her, whether it's because she's the king's daughter or because of what the law said. This would have been considered to be an incestuous type of thing. We'll see more about that in just a second. Okay. But he knew that it would be hard for him to take her as a wife. Verse 3. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very shrewd man. And this word here for very shrewd, it means shrewd, means wise. But here is in sort of a negative sense, a crafty, wily, cunning kind of way. Him being the son of Shimeah, David's brother, means that Amnon and Jonadab were first cousins. Verse 4. So Jonadab said this to Amnon, "O son of the king, why are you so depressed morning after morning? Will you not tell me?" Then Amnon said to him, "I am in love with Tamar, the sister of my brother Absalom." So he told him what the issue was, you know? And so he says, "I'm in love with her." Verse 5, Jonadab then said to him, "Lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. When your father comes to see you, say to him, 'Please let my sister Tamar come and give me some food to eat, and let her prepare the food in my sight that I may see it and eat from her hand.'" So Amnon lay down, pretended to be ill. When the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, "Please, let my sister Tamar come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight that I may eat from her hand." Then David sent to the house for Tamar. Again, Tamar right here, this is interesting because this is definitely echoes of a Genesis 38 where there was another Tamar. Okay, another one with Judah. That's a really interesting story. So David sends for her and he says this, "Go now to your brother Amnon's house and prepare food for him." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was lying down. And she took dough, kneaded it, made cakes in his sight, and baked the cakes. She took the pan and dished them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, "Have everyone go out from me." So everyone went out from him. Isn't the detail interesting here in the recounting of this, just the narrative? You know, she took the dough, she makes the cakes, he kneads it, makes the cake in his sight. She baked the cake, takes it out, dishes it out before him. He doesn't want to eat. Then he says, you know, send everybody out from me. So everybody went out from him. Then Amnon said to Tamar, bring the food into the bedroom that I may eat it from your hand. In other words, let me go lay down on my bed in here, and then you come and feed me grapes, right? The same kind of end. So Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the bedroom to her brother Amnon. When she brought them in to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, come, lie with me, my sister. He just cut to the chase. You can see what his heart is. You can see what his motivation is. It actually gives us insight into what he was saying up here about how it was hard for Amnon to do anything to her, maybe to attain her. Maybe he didn't want to attain her as a wife. He just wanted to conquer her. And so when she comes in, he just grabs her and demands, hey, lie with me. It doesn't stop there. My sister, which has a degree of incestuous cruelty right there, shall we say, driving home the point that he knew, there's no doubt that this was not allowed. It shouldn't be doing this, but come on, let's do this. Verse 12. But she answered him, no, my brother, do not violate me. So she knew it was a violation. For such a thing is not done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing. Well, what such a thing? Well, to start with, you didn't violate a woman. Okay? You didn't take them against their will. How do we know it's against your will? The first thing she said was, no. Then she says, no, my brother. He came at her, my sister. She says, my brother, don't do this. Don't do this. This is not done in Israel. This is a disgraceful thing. And then she says this, verse 13, as for me, where can I get rid of my reproach? That this kind of reproach will be with me the rest of my life. I can't get rid of it. Don't do this. But then she said, as for you, if you do this, you'll be like one of the fools in Israel. You know, don't do this. You'll be like one of the disgraceful ones. Don't do this. Then she says this, now, therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. Well, that's interesting. Is she saying, yeah, I find you attractive too. I find you cute too. And you know, if you do this the right way, we can do this and you know, I can be your wife and I can do this. Or, which, you know, sometimes I'm inclined to think that, I'm less inclined to think that now because, you know, you think it through, this was a kind of relationship that's not allowed by the law. Okay? There's no way that she could have been his wife and not had gone against the law. So why does she say this? I think she's just biding her time. She's trying to get out of this, and she's saying something to make him think. You know, maybe if you go ask the king, he's not going to withhold me from you. That's what he'd been thinking before, that he couldn't attain her. He couldn't attain her. Verse 14, however, he would not listen to her. Since he was stronger than she, he violated her and lay with her. And then listen to this last verse for today, verse 15. Then Amnon hated her with a very great hatred, for the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. Is that not the way we are so often? We'll refer to it flippantly with buyer's remorse. You buy an outfit, you buy a car, you buy a house, you know, two payments later, you're thinking, why did I do this? What am I doing? You know? But here, this is even more intense. He loved her and loved her and loved her. He really lusted after her. But then when he had what he'd been longing for all this time and did it in the way whatever is required to get it, he hated her with a very great hatred. And then this line, for the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. Yeah, don't go by your emotions, folks. I tell you what, our time's up. We'll pick up on this next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.